At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Uncensored.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the podcast that is all about intellectually immature nonsense.
Are a very particular set of skills.
And by God, this is the BS.
Uncensored.
All right, here it is, episode 20 of the BS. You, the BS Uncensored podcast. My name's Jason Bailey. Thanks for being here. There is Nikki D.
That is me.
How you type with those Krugers, I have no idea.
All right. Just like you see me doing, boom, 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 boom.
Do you type with the nail or the finger?
The nail.
God, that doesn't look comfortable.
It is. It's fine.
Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you're with a guy? Does it scrape his, you know, dick?
No, it's a good grasp around it, and it looks really pretty.
Yeah, well, that's important when the that's important when you're grabbing a penis is how your hands look. there's Nelson. Hello, Nelson.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Better now that we can do the podcast. I swear to God. And there's Dougie T.
Hey.
Like, this is my therapy. I swear to God, this is my therapy. Because I don't have to rush the conversation. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. I had a rough week, you know. Of course, I was extremely sick. And so, you know, I've had a rough week. It's just been.
Are you feeling better?
No.
No? Your illness coming back down on you?
No. You know what I did realize, though? I'll tell you something. This is what I realized. I realized that I have more regrets in life than I ever thought I did.
Really?
Yeah. I've always been the guy, I know, shocker, that's, even if I did, I'd never say it out loud.
Right.
Just because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm. You keep it to yourself.
I keep it to myself. And I've reached an age at 48, almost 49, where there's no going back. You know, you see these stories of like redoing at 50 and bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the one percenters. Once you're in, you're in. Whatever it is that you've been doing, you're doing the rest of your life. It's just how it is, at least in my world. I can't pivot like that. I can't adjust. So, but I've never claimed to have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few in my life that I have. We all have regrets, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a few, and if it's with somebody, I try to tell them that. Like, I had a really honest, I mean, my daughter is so smart, and she had to have a sit down with me.
Uh-huh.
The other day. And we had never had one of these types of talks.
She called it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some things going on at the house, and she sat me down.
Oh.
Yeah. That girl's brilliant. That girl's so smart.
What'd she say?
I don't want to get it. That I can't get into, but she just is really, really smart.
Okay.
And there was a regret that I had with her when she was younger that when I got angry, I'd said something, and I was waiting till we took her to college. I was going to take her out to lunch and tell her that. Because I knew I'd probably cry or something like that. And, you know, it just kind of all came out during this very emotional conversation. So I got that off my chest. And it made me feel good.
Oh, that's good.
You know, because I like, there's not a day that goes by that I don't have it. Like, any regrets that I have, they will eat at me on a daily basis. But I've realized lately, I don't know, in the past 10 or 11 months, that my biggest regret is that I've been too perfect.
What does that mean?
I've played by the rules. I've tried to do things by the rule. I've lived, for the most part, a perfect life. I've not been arrested, right? Or at least not charged. And I'm not a cheater. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a fairly decent person. I guess it depends on who you ask, right? But I mean, I've played by the rules. And that, to me, is my biggest regret.
You wish you wouldn't have played by the rules?
I wish I would have gotten into drugs. I wish I would have been arrested. I wish I would have a record. I wish I would be depressed. I wish that maybe even I've almost committed suicide. I wish I had all that shit in my life.
I've done most of those and it fucking sucks. So I would say no, you don't want that.
Yeah, but you didn't play your cards right.
What did I do wrong, please?
I don't know because I'm not in that world. I don't know. I just know that I see people that on a daily basis, all they do is tell the story about how they were an alcoholic, how they were a drug addict, how they're depressed, how they suffer from, how they were incarcerated when. And like the world stops. They get handed shit to them left and right. And I don't get any of that.
Nelson hasn't gotten anything handed to him.
Well, again, he's not playing his cards right. I'm telling you. Like, he fucked it up. And I don't know what he did, but he just didn't do it right. The majority, you would agree, if you have a past or a present currently like that, you kind of you get a pass for everything. You know, I mean, like if you act up at work, like I'm, you know, this place can't stand me. Let's be honest. This place cannot stand me because I'm a redneck from Georgia and I speak my mind and I'm not a kiss ass. Right. And I'm abrasive and I'm a monster and I'm, you know, jacked and, you know, all these things, you know, so. If I had one of these problems, I would get the pass. They would be like, oh, you know what? He said that. It's only because he's depressed. You know he's depressed. And do you understand what I'm getting at here?
I kind of get what you're saying in this case. That people do give passes to people like, oh, they're in therapy or they see a therapist or they have whatever going on. You're right. You're
okay.
Right.
Let me give you another example. Nelson, you know, he's claiming that it doesn't work out for him. Okay, it does work out for him. He just has not learned to take advantage of it. Okay, he's still, of course, a part of the radio show. I wish he were, God, do I wish, no offense, Doug, but I wish that he were with me every single day. But he's not.
Right.
He's back in Nebraska, and we're doing, he's, you know, he's on his little Mikey phone, and he's got the Zoom thing going like that. They wouldn't do that for anybody else.
No,
the only
right.
reason they're doing that is because he's so fucking pathetic. Right? I mean, they feel sorry for him. They're like, they know he's 42 years old and is fucking broke with two kids and living with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
I don't say any of these things to be mean. I love you.
That's all the truth.
I'm just making a point. Exactly. The truth. I speak the truth.
It's all the truth.
And because I'm not depressed on drugs in jail or an alcoholic, I'm an asshole.
She write all those down.
I did.
I saw you keep glancing at the paper.
Took notes for the podcast.
Notes.
I don't really
I'm
put.
Drunk. Alcoholic. Make sure that's on the list. Any of those.
I don't put much show prep into the podcast. But I did write down those four. I was trying to think of a fifth, but I couldn't think of one. Anyway, where was I? Oh. Drugs, depression, junk. Right. I had a voice though. I had a thing going. But he's, you know, he's all fucked up, right? He's got all these things going on.
He has issues.
But they, you know, they don't want to just say, hey man, we gotta let you go. Because they'd feel bad. Like he literally was in a contract
He was.
And he just fucking walked out.
I mean, I still am, I guess.
You are, right?
Right, yeah.
Technically.
Now, granted, a lot of it's because, you know, they don't have a plan B and all this other stuff and the, you know, and those things and the lack of around here. But, you know, most places would be just like, go pound sand. You know, downtown. Go suck a kangaroo dick. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they're doing with him. Why? Because they feel sorry. I don't have, that's the thing. I need people, I don't have anyone to feel sorry for me. There's nothing to feel sorry for me for. And that's my biggest regret.
Why are you going to come up with something?
It's too late.
Oh, okay.
It's too late.
It's never too late.
It's not. You could go start seeing a therapist tomorrow.
Yeah, you could crash and burn your life right now.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, oh my God, what is going on with Bailey?
Okay. Oh, stop.
We feel sorry for him.
Stop y'all there. You can't do it at this stage in your life because people don't care at this stage. Then you just become a fuck up. You have to have been suffering from it from an early age because then you can blame it on something. Mm. You can blame it on your childhood, your drunk, touchy uncle, your upbringing, the state, blah, blah, you know, where you grew up.
Well, I mean, some drunk, touchy uncles probably did fuck some people up. Let's not take that away from those who were touched by an uncle.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, that's my point is it does, right? You get credit. Look, dude, I'm never looked at like those people. And you have any idea what the shit that I went through when I was a kid? I've told the story.
Mm-hmm.
Told the story of the things that you've been through and being beaten and things like that. But it's the way that you tell it that I don't think people even feel sorry for you then.
Right.
Because you make it like funny. You don't make it like a serious thing. The most serious you've ever been talking about your stepdad was, well, our last uncensored podcast we put up. And you really got deep in that one. And I for the first time felt like, ouch, like this is deep. This hurts.
But I can't do that on the radio because it's supposed to be, you know, especially with the, you know, 30 seconds of airtime they give us, you know, it's gotta be, you know, I mean, that's what radio is now. It's all this, make sure you hit it. Get out. You know, it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be compelling. It doesn't have to be thought evoking. It just has to get you through. You know?
Yeah, I think you could still like emotionally put in like what you've been through as a child and people could feel that.
Okay.
Especially people that can relate that's been through the same things.
Okay. Well, I want people to feel sorry for me. That's all I'm asking.
You want people to feel sorry.
That's the whole
for
point, Nikki. Is that's my regret. I have nothing that no one's going to feel sorry for me. I don't have anything to feel sorry for. Like even the things that you should feel sorry for, you don't feel sorry. And then you get the smart ass fuckers that'll be like, "I feel sorry for you." No, you don't. That's a lie. You just lied to me. You don't really do that. You're using that as a catchphrase, like The Rock. You know, you don't really feel sorry for me. And then if you get people to feel sorry for you, what happens? Back to my original point, you get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That I agree with.
See? This all makes sense. You guys look at me that like you're with. A little dumbfounded with what I'm talking about.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but like I still don't have that mentality. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. I don't want your woe is me's or, oh, I'm sorry or I'm sad for you. That's the way that I'm built too, and I don't want it. Even now, I don't want it.
Excuse me. Who's the boy barely dressed walking behind you in your house
in
Nebraska?
Don't tell me he's that close. That's my, I guess she's my stepmom. That's her nephew. He's supposed to be house sitting while my father is out of the country.
But Nelson doesn't talk to him.
He looked like a young Adam Driver.
Yeah, he's a very handsome young man, about 25.
But Nelson
good
doesn't
looking
talk
dude.
To him.
Nice. It's not that I don't talk to him. I was on the phone with you, for fuck's sake, and I walked out into the kitchen, and I didn't see he was sitting over in a chair on another
naked.
Side of the room. It's
naked.
A very large house, okay?
I don't know if I'm... I don't know.
It was uncomfortable for me.
So this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, we saw the lady, couple ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the house cleaners.
Allegedly cleaning, right? And so now we see this young man in very short shorts and a very tight shirt walking. I think he's at like some house in the middle of Fuck Festville or something. I think you're into some freaky shit, dude.
I am into freaky shit, but I'm not in the middle of it right now.
You fucking the dude?
I'm not fucking that dude, no.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Why do you
have to look around?
Yeah. I'm looking like
to make sure he doesn't hear him.
I'm not fucking him.
I think you're driving the driver.
I'm not. I let him watch. You know what I mean?
You with the house cleaners?
That's weird. Watch. Like yeah. His shorts like are all watched. Up to his balls. And he's walking
How
around.
How did you get that good a look at him? It's like a tiny window you're looking through.
I see everything.
I
do. I see everything. Like, it explains a lot what walks behind you. I don't even bring it up half the time.
I only notice it when you tell me something happened.
I know.
Like, I'm not looking at my individual cam feed, so I don't see what's happening behind me.
The kids call me observant.
Kids call observer.
Observer. Observer. Yeah.
I like you, bum bum. Yeah.
Do you have anything, Nikki D, that you would want people to feel like? I don't know what it's like to have people feel sorry for me. Like,
it's awful.
I've never had that feeling because everybody, you know. Like or hate me, you think that I'm this certain way, maybe because of my embellishment sometimes on the air, or because of a personal situation that you've all, like, nobody takes responsibility. Like, I know who I am, and I know what I do, and I know what I say, but it seems like most people don't know who they are, and they don't realize what they say, and aren't willing to listen. At least I'm willing to listen.
The biggest issue I've had in my life, and I don't really know even what to call it, is people feel as though I'm missing a feminine gene, and I'm not motherly, and I'm not nurturing and caring and those type of things.
I
and
agree.
A lot of that is correct. And it's because I was raised by a man. I was raised by my father, and he was a military man. Yeah. When my mom left, I was very young. So I didn't get a lot of the nurturing things, or, you know, I didn't learn how to decorate and or hang curtains or stuff that your mother's supposed to be there to teach you how to do. I did not get that. I had
put
my father.
Put up a Christmas tree.
Right? So, whatever, Nelson.
Care for your daughter.
So, people want to look at me and be like, oh, I feel sorry for you. You wasn't raised with your mom. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm fine. I turned out great. My dad did a great job. And I have a good relationship with my mom now. So, don't feel sorry for me. I'm fine.
That's our problem. You nailed it. You're a genius.
What's that?
You're brilliant. You and I are two peas in a pod. Yeah. You and I share the same problem. We don't want anyone to feel sorry for us.
I don't.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to flip it. We got to flip that shit. We have got to learn to let people feel sorry for us. And it starts right now.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for me even if I walked around with the moping and the whatever.
It is. We've got to find things that we can, what's the word I'm looking for, Nelson?
Exploit?
No, not exploit. Yeah, exploit, but accentuate.
Yeah.
You know, like we've got to put it out in the universe. So whether they're real or not, you know, it's.
My sister does that, and I hate it.
I understand that, but people still feel. You don't, but people do. So, like, if I go out in that hallway, right, at work, and I look like I'm upset,
mm-hmm.
people automatically, what, think I'm angry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, uh-huh. Because that's the big bad monster, Bailey. But now if I start doing that, maybe change it up just a tad.
And let tears roll down your eyes?
And get, well, I don't know. I can't go. This is first inning. I can't get there just yet. So if you know, and everybody listens here because it's this communal, weird, cult-like thing. So if I'm able to talk loud enough and tell people a sad story, maybe possibly they'll feel sorry for me. Somebody may pull me aside and go, yeah, I know what you're going through. I've been through that too.
Maybe. You know? Do you have a sad story to tell?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, I can.
Because you got to have one to tell.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't hear what happened, did you?
I didn't. What happened?
So, the other last couple days,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't been feeling well.
Right.
And there's a reason for that.
Oh, what is it?
I had to go to the doctor. I was having some pains,
mm-hmm.
some uncomfortable feeling in my abdomen.
And your fingertips were turning blue, too.
That's what started it all.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I went to a finger doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And he sent me to an abdominal doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that I have this very rare abdominal blood
disease.
I don't want to call it a disease.
Okay.
Because they have yet to label it.
Oh. You're the first one with it.
Possibly. I could be patient zero. That's what he said. So I thought it was over.
Uh-huh.
I really did. But they didn't say that. They just said, you know, we're going to try a couple things. So currently I'm in a beta testing phase of a lot of these different antibiotics and drugs.
Mm.
And they said it stems from my childhood and the stress that I've incurred through, you know,
abuse.
Yeah.
Oh.
And mainly stress at work, radio in particular, and people. He actually even said names, and I didn't even tell him names.
So it flared it up.
It flared it up. Okay. So outside of being... The word is targeted by certain people at work because of who I am. I have this very rare disease. Situation.
Right.
And,
could be a disease. We don't know yet.
And normally I'd keep that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now I need to tell people because I want them to feel sorry for me. And I might want to GoFundMe at some point in time.
Oh, of course.
Or a benefit concert.
People will definitely feel sorry for you if you do a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Like a We Are the World. Like we are... fucked, you know, or something, you know, like just do something for me. I'm sick of living my life with this shield of masculinity. I need to push it up a little bit.
You need a little estrogen.
I need a little pansy. I need a little Nelson, right? So I'm putting a dress on, I'm painting my nails, and I'm gonna start opening up about fake fucking feelings.
Oh.
You know, even if I'm feeling that way, I'm going to open up because people like that for some reason. They like when you open up.
Mm-hmm. They do like that. You're right.
And I don't know why. You know,
I think it makes them feel closer to you.
Nelson hates.
No, it makes them feel better about themselves.
Nelson hates the person I am. Like, I'm everything that he is not, but I think deep down inside he wants to be. But he hates that I'm the guy that shields up. You know, that I don't release all, you know, he's told me before, he's like, man, you just do all this stuff. So like, you know, the last couple of weeks I've opened up, I've talked to him about stuff. And you know what I got to tell you?
What?
It fucking sucks. He's not even listening half the time.
The hell
he is very occupied when you are talking to him on the phone. I will give you that.
You guys sometimes are ridiculous.
He's zoned in, but most of the time it's like, Nelson, did you hear me? He's like, hold on one second. I'm finishing this one thing up and then I'm going to be there with you.
That's the thing. I'm sitting here and the other day I was opening up to him about this abdomen thing that I got going on. And you could just hear.
He wasn't paying you any attention?
None attention at all.
Like, was he fixing noodles and stuff for the kids? That's
exactly what he was doing.
Probably so. That's what he does to me a lot.
Rice and noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rice and noodles.
But I could hear that he wasn't interested. You know, no, it just like after the first, you know, if I need your ear, I need your ear. So after the first hour, I could just tell he wasn't interested anymore.
After the first hour.
You had worn him down.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to. I took all those years, 15 years exactly that I've known the man, and I thought I'd like, okay, I'll start now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a lot of making up to do.
Mm-hmm.
I figure, you know, if we were buddies for 15 years, an hour a day, that'd be 7 hours a week. That'd be 28 hours a month times 15. You know, that's 280, 5-4, you know, close to 400 hours,
uh-huh.
You know, so.
I got to be honest. I don't know what to do with it when I hear it from you because.
See, he zones me out. He doesn't care.
It's not that. It makes him uncomfortable.
Doesn't care.
It's because, you know, when you're like a kid and then you see your parents, they're parents, right? They're like this other being, right? They know all or do all or whatever. And then there's a moment in your life where you're an adult and they're an adult and you realize that your parents, they're just human. They're not superheroes. And when you started showing me that you too have flaws, that like rocked my whole world because you've always been so self-confident. I said, there's no way that there could be any kind of feeling like this inside him. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to give you what you want.
See, I give the guy what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I buy him the Lamborghini and he finds out he can't fit. You know, like what fucking the shit, man. You know, see, that's what I'm talking about. So now I've learned that you have to pick your spots.
Where to get him.
So going back to the beginning of this conversation, I want people to feel sorry for me because those are the people that win. The people, it's not the people that got their shit together. It's not the tough guys. It's not the people that, you know, it's not the me's of the world. Okay. It's the Nelsons of the world. And I love you, Nelson, but I just don't subscribe. Well, I didn't subscribe to that until I came to this, you know, kind of
epiphany.
Yeah. You gotta be a pussy for people to pay attention to you and like you. So I'd like to start off by saying hi.
Hi.
My name's Jason Bailey, and I'm a pussy, and I'm new to this world.
All right. Are you going to start telling your health story today? You're going to give it a whirl, see how that works?
I just did talk about it.
I mean, go out in the halls and talk about it?
Oh, absolutely. Right, yeah. Right. We're about to leave this. That's why I need you to be with me at all times.
Okay.
Because I don't feel comfortable by myself because I'm targeted. By these people. These people are after me. I'm telling you, I'm turning into a paranoid person. And I'm not paranoid.
You're sounding very paranoid right now.
Just be with me at all times.
So I need you to be with me at all times. And if you take off work again, I'm taking off work.
Okay.
Because it's fucked up that I get sick and you get off, but you take off and I still got to come in here.
Yes.
When the deal was.
I think it's because you're important.
I'm not important, though.
You're the most important person.
Because your name's in the lights.
The Bailey Show. Bailey got to be here for the show to go on.
That's not true. That's why I put this show together because I want it to be surrounded by people that I know could do the show while I was not here so the listeners could have a live show. Mm-hmm. When I was in Atlanta, I couldn't do that because I worked with an idiot. And so you guys are not.
No.
You know, so
we've done a show without you before.
I know. And it sounds great.
It sounds great.
You know what? It sounds better without me, to be honest.
Better. Come on. Don't start that.
I feel sorry for him.
That was the nicest thing we've ever had him recorded saying, though.
For
you know what I mean?
For
like, oh my God.
Agreed.
Yes.
Do what?
He's said that behind closed doors before, but he's never said that in front of a microphone.
What?
About how that you value us and think that we're talented enough to carry the show on when you're not around.
Yeah, and that's part of me now lying, right? If I, yeah. If you guys can believe this stuff, I'm really, really good.
Thank you. And you wonder you wonder why I don't know what to do with him opening up to me.
You don't know if he's telling the truth.
Everything's a goddamn work. Everything's a fucking work, dude.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, it's bullshit that nobody believes me just because I'm good at what I do and I'm a good storyteller.
Mm-hmm. You're a liar.
Mr. Jones.
Like, do you think that people call George Lucas a liar? You know,
or, not once.
You know, like any storyteller, you know, Stephen mm-hmm. King, do
nope.
they, you know, no. They believe them. Why don't people
Bob
believe
Ross.
Me? What?
Did you say Bob Ross?
Yeah, the painter guy. He tells a story with his paintings.
But he doesn't verbally tell stories.
So you get what I'm saying. People believe it.
No, like, you believe him because...
Mr. Rogers, how about that?
If literally he draws a tree, he's not lying to it. It's really a tree.
I don't know, that just gave me vibes.
You can't be a lying painter.
Are you just saying famous names?
No, I'm saying people Paul that Revere. I would believe the things they said.
Well, hey, hold on. Paul Revere, that story's bullshit. Not for some reason, not too many people know. Like,
oh.
The Paul Revere story is the one that we're told is nowhere near the truth.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to trigger you on Paul Revere. I didn't know you were so passionate about Paul Revere.
And now I'm a little frustrated because I don't remember the real story. But it was like three dudes, not just Paul.
Oh,
it's way off.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't know about it.
Bob Ross.
She's fucking Bob Ross.
You think those trees are happy? Bullshit. He's a fucking liar. All those miserable. Trees were miserable. Right.
Yeah.
They were dropping branches and all kinds of shit.
Oh my God. Yes.
She said Bob Ross.
I stand behind it. I sure do. I don't take it back.
Like, out of all the names, she could have been like Tupac, Biggie.
Right. You know, yes.
Storytellers, people that had something to say.
Anybody.
A fucking guy that never talks. Well, he did. I guess he did. He walked us through it, but.
He did.
His paintings told his story. She said. What the fuck is going on?
This isn't real paint. This fro? Not real. Trees? Not happy. No. Canvas? Not real. None of it. Just one big fucking Bob Ross liar. She's crying. We got her to cry. That's when we end the podcast, when one of us cries. Like happy cries. So, anyway.
Oh, gosh.
So. Gonna start. You know what? Here's the other thing. You said, you know, at this age, bring up, you know, like so you can start doing this shit now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know physically if I could start doing heavy drugs because you have to look at what do I have to carve out about 10 years, right?
Yeah, you got to ramp up into the real heavy stuff.
Right. So I can't just become a drug addict.
Uh-uh.
I have to go through these different trials to get there.
You can get
well,
it done in about a year,
though. Why even start with drugs? Just be an alcoholic. That's easier to do.
I've tried. I swear to God.
You already go to like the casinos and stuff, so just drink a little bit more.
I try. I can't. My body rejects it. Let me tell you, back in the 90s, I got my first place to myself. I had this cool little 810 square foot condo.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And I didn't really have a patio, but it was on the first floor. It was like an old motel. So mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing. And there was a courtyard out front. So I had like little chairs out in front. Now, again, I'm 21, 22 years old. So I would try to drink by myself. I wanted to be an alcoholic. Like I was trying to be an alcoholic when I was younger. And I tried to start. So I would I'd get beers and I would go outside and I would drink by myself. And I would hope somebody would walk by and say, oh, you shouldn't do that at a young age. Drink, you know, like one of those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
One, no one ever walked by. And two, like after one beer, I was sleepy. I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh my God.
You know what? I have the same problem. I can't really drink normally more than two drinks because number one, I have to be thirsty to drink and I'm not very thirsty most of the time. And I can't do it. Even when I try to do it because I want to be cool and get a little buzz with people, I can't.
You know, I just, this podcast is brilliant. I mean, we're like, I'm learning a lot about myself right now. I figured out why I'm so perfect and I regret it.
Why?
Oh, God.
And I hope that doesn't come across as arrogant when I say
doesn't,
that.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, because you know what I mean when I say perfect. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, but I'm just mm-hmm. better than those that aren't.
You just don't have flaws.
Right. Right. It's the lack of flaws
mm-hmm.
that makes me perfect. So I just don't want that to come across as arrogant by anybody. Because that's not my intentions at all. I'm trying to not be so perfect. So just, I'm trying to, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured out what the problem is.
What is it?
The one thing that I get beat up on the most, I'm not going to ask you what it is because you'll probably say something that's not the right answer. It's going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's not.
Is my OCD, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't. So why'd you say right like that? Why did you say right like that?
That's what I was gonna say.
Right, she says.
When she stretches a word for a good 8 minutes, you know she's full of shit.
You know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Your OCD. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. one of the things I get beat up the most about is my OCD. Mm-hmm. That having the OCD problem that I have doesn't allow me to do the drugs, doesn't allow me to be depressed, doesn't allow me to drink the alcohol to a point where I could become an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And it definitely doesn't allow me to go to jail. Because my days are so well timed.
Regimented.
And I've got to do certain things. Can you imagine if I drank too much or OD'd or passed out because of drugs and I missed going to the gym or I missed watching Criminal Minds? Uh-huh. Oh my God, head explode.
You can watch Criminal Minds on drugs, by the way.
Well, I'm sure you can, but I choose not to watch it that way.
You can watch almost anything on drugs.
But I would miss it from all that. My point is I'd miss these things. I were depressed, do I really want to go to the gym? No.
No.
I want to sit home and eat food and be lazy, watch Criminal Minds, but
right.
I couldn't do the other things.
No, you could not. You will be thrown completely off, and when you're thrown off from one thing, that ruins your entire day.
So in order to be a perfect person, you should have OCD, and I don't know if that's something that can be learned, taught, or what. I'm quitting this fucking job today, and I'm going to open up OCD teaching classes.
Oh, and teach other people how to be OCD.
Oh, my God.
You figured it out.
Now, how does this explain, like, Howie Mandel, then?
Well, he's got a different type of OCD.
Oh, he got the drug-inducing OCD.
No. Well, no, his is the cleanliness thing.
Oh, and the touching and the rituals and the...
Right. I mean, he's got a lot of me, my OCD, but I'm not, he's one of those, the cleanliness freak guys.
Right. Germaphobe.
Germaphobe. Right. So it's a different type, but he never did drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, he did. Howie Mandel had a pretty substantial drug problem.
Oh, did he really?
I thought he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's how he used to manage his OCD.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. It was like debilitating to him. And then he like took drugs and then was able to like cope. Because when you're so fucked up, then you can get past the like touching thing. Like you can just see past it because you're so focused on being fucked up.
Well, also a lot has to do with the job, right? I mean, this job, if you allow it, in which I have, will drive you absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely nuts, right? Being a comedian, stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
And... Look, I've got a lot of friends that have been doing that for decades, and some of them went through hell. Some of them have been able to, you know, skirt any disasters, but that is a very, very, I don't want to say sad, but isolated occupation.
Yes.
You know, unless you occupy you got to think, you've got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got two shows Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're done by midnight-ish, but you still have adrenaline, especially if you have a good show. If you have a bad show, you just want to crawl up in a ball and go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, you're going to have three shows. Sunday, you're going to have two shows or three shows, right? And it's, you know, for a lot of these comedians, almost the same act, unless you're like an Ian Bagg that changes it up all the time. And so you're just repeating. It's like Groundhog Day every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe you'll pick up gigs during the week here and there, but you have to like, how long do you sleep? Where are you at? Do you have, if you want to work out or do you want to go to the, like, what do? Do you have a loved one? Do you have kids? How do you know, you miss a birthday? Like, I couldn't even imagine that life.
Right.
You know, I could do it older in life, like pull like a Phil Hartman, you know, like, I mean, he just skyrocketed. He didn't really go through the all the stuff, but you know what I mean? Like, get into the business at like my age. And then take my wife with me out on the road, sell off all our possessions, and just travel and do one of those. That'd be fun. But at a young age...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The tough guys, it's not the people that, you know, it's not the me's of the world, okay? It's the Nelsons of the world. And I love you, Nelson, but I just don't subscribe. Well, I didn't subscribe to that until I came to this, you know, kind of
epiphany.
Yeah. You got to be a pussy for people to pay attention to you and like you. So I'd like to start off by saying hi.
Hi.
My name's Jason Bailey, and I'm a pussy. And I'm new to this world.
All right. Are you going to start telling your health story today? You're going to give it a whirl, see how that works?
I did. Yeah. I just did talk about it.
I mean, go out in the halls and talk about it?
Oh, absolutely. Right, yeah. Right. We're about to leave this. That's why I need you to be with me at all times.
Okay.
Because I don't feel comfortable by myself because I'm targeted. By these people. These people are after me. I'm telling you, I'm turning into a paranoid person. And I'm not paranoid.
You're sounding very paranoid right now.
Just be with me at all times.
So I need you to be with me at all times. And if you take off work again, I'm taking off work.
Okay.
Because it's fucked up that I get sick and you get off, but you take off and I still got to come in here.
Yes.
When the deal was...
I think it's because you're important.
I'm not important, though.
You're the most important person.
Because your name's in the lights.
The Bailey Show. Bailey got to be here for the show to go on.
That's not true. That's why I put this show together, because I want it to be surrounded by people that I know could do the show while I was not here, so the listeners could have a live show. Mm-hmm. When I was in Atlanta, I couldn't do that because I worked with an idiot. And so you guys are not.
No.
You know, so
we've done a show without you before.
I know. And it sounds great.
It sounds great.
You know what? It sounds better without me, to be honest with you.
Come on. Don't start that.
I feel sorry for him.
That was the nicest thing we've ever had him recorded saying, though.
For
you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
Oh my God.
Agreed.
Yes.
Through what?
He's
what?
Said that behind closed doors before, but he's never said that in front of a microphone.
What?
About how that you value us and think that we're talented enough to carry the show on when you're not around.
Yeah, and that's part of me now lying, right? If I, yeah. If you guys can believe this stuff, I'm really, really good.
Thank you. And you wonder you wonder why I don't know what to do with him opening up to me.
You don't know if he's telling the truth.
Everything's a goddamn work. Everything's a fucking work, dude.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, it's bullshit that nobody believes me just because I'm good at what I do and I'm a good storyteller.
Mm-hmm. You're a liar.
Mr. Jones.
Like, do you think that people call George Lucas a liar? You know,
or, not once.
You know, like any storyteller, you know, Stephen mm-hmm. King, do
nope.
they, you know, no. They believe them. Why don't people
Bob
believe
Ross.
Me? What?
Did you say Bob Ross?
Yeah, the painter guy. He tells a story with his paintings.
But he doesn't verbally tell stories.
So you
what?
Get what I'm saying. People believe it.
No, like, you believe him because...
Mr. Rogers, how about that?
If literally he draws a tree, he's not lying to you. It's really a tree.
I don't know. That
Mr.
just gave me
Rogers,
vibes.
You can't be a lying painter.
Are you just saying famous names?
No, I'm saying people
Paul
that
Revere.
I will believe the things they said.
Well, hey, hold on. Paul Revere, that story's bullshit. Not... for some reason, not too many people know. Like,
oh.
The Paul Revere story is the one that we're told is nowhere near the truth.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to trigger you on Paul Revere. I didn't know you were so passionate about Paul Revere.
And now I'm a little frustrated because I don't remember the real story. But it was like three dudes, not just Paul.
Oh,
it's way off.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't know about it.
Bob Ross.
She's fucking Bob Ross.
You think those trees are happy? Bullshit. He's a fucking liar. All those trees were miserable. Right.
Yeah.
They were dropping branches and all kinds of shit.
Oh my God. Yes.
She said Bob Ross.
I stand behind it. I sure do. I don't take it back.
Like, out of all the names, she could have been like Tupac, Biggie.
Right. You know, yes.
Storytellers, people that had something to say.
Anybody.
A fucking guy that never talks. Well, he did. I guess he did. He walked us through it, but.
He did.
His paintings told his story. What the fuck is going on?
This isn't real paint. This fro? Not real. Trees? Not happy. No. Canvas? Not real. None of it. Just one big fucking Bob Ross liar. She's crying. We got her to cry. That's when we end the podcast, when one of us cries. Like, happy cries. So, anyway.
Oh, gosh.
So, gonna start. You know what? Here's the other thing. You said, you know, at this age, bring up, you know, like, you can start doing this shit now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know physically if I could start doing heavy drugs, because you have to look at, what do I have to carve out about 10 years, right?
Yeah, you got to ramp up into the real heavy stuff.
Right, so I can't just become a drug addict.
Uh-uh.
I have to go through these different trials to get there.
You can get it done in about a year,
though. Well, why even start with drugs? Just be an alcoholic. That's easier to do.
I've tried. I swear to God.
You already go to like the casinos and stuff, so just drink a little bit more.
I try. I can't. My body rejects it. Let me tell you, back in the 90s, I got my first place to myself. I had this cool little 810 square foot condo.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And I didn't really have a patio, but it was on the first floor. It was like an old motel, so mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing. And there was a courtyard out front. So I had like little chairs out in front. Now, again, I'm 21, 22 years old. So I would try to drink by myself. I wanted to be an alcoholic. Like, I was trying to be an alcoholic when I was younger. And I tried to start. So I'd get beers, and I would go outside, and I would drink by myself. And I would hope somebody would walk by and say, oh, you shouldn't do that at a young age. Drink, you know, like one of those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
One, no one ever walked by. And two, like after one beer, I was sleepy. I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh my God.
You know what? I have the same problem. I can't really drink normally more than two drinks because, number one, I have to be thirsty to drink, and I'm not very thirsty most of the time. Mm. And I can't do it. Even when I try to do it because I want to be cool and get a little buzz with people, I can't.
You know, I just, this podcast is brilliant. I mean, we're like, I'm learning a lot about myself right now.
Mm.
I figured out why I'm so perfect, and I regret it.
Why?
Oh, God.
And I hope that doesn't come across as arrogant when I say
doesn't,
that.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, because you know what I mean when I say perfect. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, but I'm just mm-hmm. better than those that aren't.
You just don't have flaws.
Right. It's the lack of flaws
mm-hmm.
that makes me perfect. So I just don't want that to come across as arrogant by anybody. Because that's not my intentions at all. I'm trying to not be so perfect. So just, I'm trying to, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured out what the problem is.
What is it?
The one thing that I get beat up on the most, I'm not going to ask you what it is because you'll probably say something that's not the right answer. It's going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's not.
Is my OCD, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't. So why'd you say right like that? Why did you say right like that?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Right, she says.
When she stretches a word for a good 8 minutes, you know she's full of shit.
You know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're OCD. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the things I get beat up the most about is my OCD.
Mm-hmm.
That does. Having the OCD problem that I have doesn't allow me to do the drugs, doesn't allow me to be depressed, doesn't allow me to drink the alcohol to a point where I could become an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, definitely doesn't allow me to go to jail because my days are so well timed.
Regimented.
And I've got to do certain things. Can you imagine if I drank too much or OD'd or passed out because of drugs and I missed going to the gym or I missed watching Criminal Minds?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, head explode.
You can watch Criminal Minds on drugs, by the way.
Well, I'm sure you can, but I choose not to watch it that way.
You can watch almost anything on drugs.
But I would miss it from all that. My point is I'd miss these things. I were depressed, do I really want to go to the gym? No.
No.
I want to sit home and eat food and be lazy and watch Criminal Minds, but
right.
I couldn't do the other things.
No, you could not. You will be thrown completely off, and when you're thrown off from one thing, that ruins your entire day.
So in order to be a perfect person, you should have OCD, and I don't know if that's something that can be learned, taught, or what. I'm quitting this fucking job today, and I'm going to open up OCD teaching classes.
Oh, and teach other people how to be OCD.
Oh, my God.
You figured it out.
Now, how does this explain, like, Howie Mandel, then?
Well, he's got a different type of OCD.
Oh, he got the drug-inducing OCD.
No, his is the cleanliness thing.
Oh, and the touching and the rituals and the...
Right. I mean, he's got a lot of me, my OCD, but I'm not, he's one of those, the cleanliness freak guys.
Right. Germaphobe.
Germaphobe. Right. So it's a different type, but he never did drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, he did. Howie Mandel had a pretty substantial drug problem.
Oh, did he really?
I thought he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's how he used to manage his OCD.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like debilitating to him. And then he like took drugs and then was able to like cope, because when you're so fucked up, then you can get past the like touching thing. Like you can just see past it because you're so focused on being fucked up.
Well, also a lot has to do with the job, right? I mean, this job, if you allow it, in which I have, will drive you absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely nuts. Right. Being a comedian, stand-up comedian. And look, I've got a lot of friends that have been doing that for decades, and some of them went through hell. Some of them have been able to, you know, skirt any disasters, but that is a very, very, I don't want to say sad, but isolated occupation.
Yes.
You know, unless you occupy you got to think, you've got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got two shows Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're done by midnight-ish, but you still have adrenaline, especially if you have a good show. If you have a bad show, you just want to crawl up in a ball and go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, you're going to have three shows. Sunday, you're going to have two shows or three shows, right? And it's, you know, for a lot of these comedians, almost the same act, unless you're like an Ian Bagg that changes it up all the time. And so you're just repeating. It's like Groundhog Day every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe you'll pick up gigs during the week here and there, but you have to occupy, like, how long do you sleep? Where are you at? Do you have, if you want to work out or do you want to go to the, like, what do? Do you have a loved one? Do you have kids? How do you know, you miss a birthday? Like, I couldn't even imagine that life.
Right.
You know, I could do it older in life, like pull like a Phil Hartman, you know, like, I mean, he just skyrocketed. He didn't really go through the all the stuff, but you know what I mean? Like, get into the business at like my age. And then take my wife with me out on the road, sell off all our possessions, and just travel and do one of those. That'd be fun. But at a young age, upcoming comedians, I don't feel bad for them. I just feel for them.
Right.
You know, it's one of those jobs. But my point is, the job will make you this way. Rock stars.
I can see that. Yeah.
Rock stars. You see it with rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to see more and more people are going, you know what? I don't care about the money. It's not about the money, which that means you got to put your ego aside, which is very difficult for most people, hand raised.
Sure.
You know, and say, okay, it's not worth the headache anymore. It's not worth that state of mind. I said that when I got blown out in Atlanta and I started the podcast, happiest I'd ever been that year. And, you know, come back to it and, you know, to be continued. But like, then you have that internal fight with yourself of going, well, look, I had this conversation with me and I said this to me. Now I'm lying to me. And that's a whole different world when you lie to you.
When you lie to yourself. Right. Absolutely.
Whole different world.
Absolutely.
You know, so anyway, I can promise you to finish things up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try heavy drugs.
No, you're okay. not. I don't am. Say I promise you.
I am. And
okay,
I'm
what's the first heavy drug you're going to try? Because I want to see it.
I'm going.
You sniff something up your nose?
No, I'm going.
Yeah, that's probably start with that.
Well, okay. Cocaine?
Yeah, okay. I would start. That's a good entry level for you.
Okay, I'm going to do cocaine.
When? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do cocaine on Saturday.
On Saturday at what time?
That's a good day to do it.
I want to see this with my own two eyes.
Oh, he's going to be going a mile a minute. Can you imagine how, like,
no.
He'd be bouncing off the walls.
I'm going to play in a poker tournament Saturday, and I'm going to, halfway through the poker tournament, take some, as we call them, bumps.
Really? You're going to do some bumps? Where are you going to do these bumps at?
On my hand.
You just right at the table? In front of everybody.
See, you know, most people don't have cocaine in a tiny jar with a lid like they show on movies, right? Most of the time it's in like the sweaty corner of like a Ziploc bag that somebody's torn off.
Mine is like in the movies.
Gotcha.
Clean.
And if I don't do it at 2 o'clock on Saturday, I'm going to do it at 8:30 that night.
Mm-hmm.
Why 8:30?
Why 2 o'clock? I don't know. I just made those numbers up.
I just know that like once you develop the big drug problem you have, the good thing about you is your intervention will be very easy because you'll be the only drug addict on a schedule. So we'll just take out all the schedule entries that say do drugs and your intervention will be over.
Well, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to try to keep with it.
I'm going to try and keep with it. You got to put in the effort, man. You know what I mean?
I'm going to do my best. And then I'm going to work on being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
they usually go hand in hand, like after you've been high a few times and then the lows that happen after you've burned out all the dopamine. If you want to fast track depression, skip cocaine, go right to ecstasy.
That's an idea. Well, lucky
that might make you cheat on your wife too, though.
Lucky for me.
No, it's hard. It's real hard to get it up on ecstasy.
Well,
I thought that's what people want to do. Just hump on ecstasy.
People want to hump, but like it's hard for guys to get it up on ecstasy.
Mm. That's hard for me to get it up without ecstasy.
Right. It's like super whiskey dick.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. No girl wants this. I haven't been hit on in years. So
in the car a year ago.
The good news. That's right. The girl in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good news is the depression thing. I already started it. So
nice.
I tried it about a week ago and I like it. So
yeah,
so I'm gonna add. So I kind of like the entry level to the depression.
Uh-huh.
We call it depress. And so we're going to try to get the shin out of it, and then add a little cocaine to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the cocaine down with some whiskey.
Got you, and you'll have the on.
Yes, the whiskey is going to help me dark liquor. Right, I'm going to dark liquor the depression. And then they're going to figure out something to go to jail.
And then anyone who's had like a bad cocaine problem knows that there's a fun game you get to play with whiskey specifically, but any alcohol and cocaine. And that's, you get a little too drunk, you do some cocaine, it takes the drunk away, you get a little too high on the cocaine, you do a little more drinking, and then it's a fun balancing act. And that should help kind of help your OCD as well. It's something you can obsess about.
And pull the cocaine out at the poker table. That will get you to jail faster.
I would not do that. Right. I would. You're going to want to go to the bathroom to jail on that one.
He said he wants to go to jail, so I'm telling him how to get there.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you to jail right away.
Yeah, but if I go to jail, I'm going to jail for something cool.
Some weight. You don't want just a little bag.
No. So here's the thing. So, you know, obviously not everybody listens to the BS Uncensored podcast.
Not yet.
So just posts. Somebody wants to start a thread on the social media. Listen to the BS. And just post what I should do to go to jail for. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I love shit like that. So you can do a hashtag like, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just let me know what I should go to jail for.
Okay.
I'm thinking as much as I want to do something good to go to jail for it, that's going to give me kind of an out. I don't want to do I've got to do something bad enough that people are going to feel sorry for me, like I need help.
Okay.
Like punching a homeless guy is not going to work. That's just being a dick, right? So I've got to do something. I don't want to drink and drive because I don't want to hurt anybody else. So I got to find something that's bad, shocking, way out of character, but to the point where we need to check on this guy. Wellness call.
Mm.
See what I'm screaming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No ideas top ahead?
No, I'm just...
Well, you just said you don't want to hurt anybody, so manslaughter's out. I was like, manslaughter's nice because depending on how it came about, it could be like someone that was close to you and they accidentally died and it was your fault. You know, then people are going to feel bad for you.
Yeah, I can't do a manslaughter thing. That sticks with you. It's kind of like carbs. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cocaine will help that.
Yes. I just made the brilliant analogy of manslaughter and carbs.
And
yes.
Carbs.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I had to say for today.
Okay.
I thought it was very therapeutic.
Sounded like it was.
I thought we learned a lot.
I definitely learned a lot.
Boom!
You're going to start being depressed, using some drugs. I have to now walk around closely with you every day. And I learned that I don't want people to feel sorry for me. So, learned a lot today.
Learned a lot?
Yep.
Nelson, you learn a lot?
I didn't learn anything, but I do know that we need to hurry this up because I got a fuck party that's about to kick off here in about 5 minutes. So.
We call it the Adam Screwdriver.
Damn, that's good.
All right. Give us a like, share, follow at Listen to the BS. Share the podcast. Hopefully, I'll get everything worked out here in the next couple weeks. I'm getting ready to launch a new podcast with my wife. Just bought the URL, Honey, I Raised the Kids. That should be very interesting, but more therapeutic than anything else. I got to tell you, our house needs it right now. It is all about being empty nesters, or about to. We're going to have to get some experts on this one. Nelson, I might need some help booking people, right? All right, look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. Super Bowl on Sunday, whenever you listen to this. Don't be out there crazy drinking and driving. Don't even get behind the wheel of a car, right? I always tell you that. I lost too many friends like that, so please don't do that. And again, share the podcast information. Until next time. Hampa!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Because I want to be cool and get a little buzz with people. I can't.
You know, I just, this podcast is brilliant. I mean, we're like, I'm learning a lot about myself right now. I figured out why I'm so perfect and I regret it.
Why?
Oh, God.
It, and I hope that doesn't come across as arrogant when I say
doesn't,
that.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, because you know what I mean when I say perfect. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, but I'm just better than those that aren't.
You just don't have flaws.
Right. It's the lack of flaws that makes me perfect. So I just don't want that to come across as arrogant by anybody. Because that's not my intentions at all. I'm trying to not be so perfect. So just, I'm trying to, if you understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But I figured out what the problem is.
What is it?
The one thing that I get beat up on the most, I'm not going to ask you what it is because you'll probably say something that's not the right answer. It's going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's not.
Is my OCD, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't. So why'd you say right like that? Why did you say right like that?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Right, she says.
When she stretches a word for a good 8 minutes, you know she's full of shit.
You know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
You're OCD. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the things I get beat up the most about is my OCD.
Mm-hmm.
That having the OCD problem that I have doesn't allow me to do the drugs, doesn't allow me to be depressed, doesn't allow me to drink the alcohol to a point where I could become an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely doesn't allow me to go to jail because my days are so well-timed.
Regimented.
And I've got to do certain things. Can you imagine if I drank too much or OD'd or passed out because of drugs and I missed going to the gym? Or I missed watching Criminal Minds.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Head explode.
You can watch Criminal Minds on drugs, by the way.
Well, I'm sure you can, but I choose not to watch it that way.
You can watch almost anything on drugs.
But I would miss it from all that. My point is I'd miss these things.
If
I were depressed, do I really want to go to the gym? No.
No.
I want to sit home and eat food and be lazy and watch Criminal Minds, but
right.
I couldn't do the other things.
No, you could not. You will be thrown completely off. And when you're thrown off from one thing, that ruins your entire day.
So in order to be a perfect person, you should have OCD. And I don't know if that's something that can be learned, taught, or what. I'm quitting this fucking job today, and I'm going to open up OCD teaching classes.
Oh, and teach other people how to be OCD.
Oh, my God.
You figured it out.
Now, how does this explain, like, Howie Mandel, then?
Well, he's got a different type of OCD.
Oh, he got the drug-inducing OCD.
No. Well, no, his is the cleanliness thing.
Oh, and the touching and the rituals and the...
Right. I mean, he's got a lot of me, my OCD, but I'm not, he's one of those, the cleanliness freak guys.
Right. Germaphobe.
Germaphobe. Right. So it's a different type, but he never did drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, he did. Howie Mandel had a pretty substantial drug problem.
Oh, did he really?
I thought he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's how he used to manage his OCD.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. It was like debilitating to him. And then he like took drugs and then was able to like cope. Because when you're so fucked up, then you can get past the like touching thing. Like you can just see past it because you're so focused on being fucked up.
Well, also a lot has to do with the job, right? I mean, this job, if you allow it, in which I have, will drive you absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely nuts, right? Being a comedian, stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
And... Look, I've got a lot of friends that have been doing that for decades, and some of them went through hell. Some of them have been able to, you know, skirt any disasters, but that is a very, very, I don't want to say sad, but isolated occupation.
Yes.
You know, unless you occupy you got to think, you've got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got two shows Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're done by midnight-ish, but you still have adrenaline, especially if you have a good show. If you have a bad show, you just want to crawl up in a ball and go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, you're going to have three shows. Sunday, you're going to have two shows or three shows, right? And it's, you know, for a lot of these comedians, almost the same act, unless you're like an Ian Bagg that changes it up all the time. And so you're just repeating. It's like Groundhog Day every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe you'll pick up gigs during the week here and there, but you have to occupy, like, how long do you sleep? Where are you at? Do you have, if you want to work out, or do you want to go to the, like, what do? Do you have a loved one? Do you have kids? How do you miss a birthday? Like, I couldn't even imagine that life.
Right.
You know, I could do it older in life, like pull like a Phil Hartman, you know, like, I mean, he just skyrocketed. He didn't really go through the mm-hmm. all the stuff, but you know what I mean? Like get into the business at like my age and then right. take my wife with me out on the road, sell off all our possessions and just travel
uh-huh.
and do one of those. That'd be fun. But at a young age, upcoming comedians, I don't feel bad for him. I just feel for him.
Right.
You know, it's one of those jobs. But my point is the job will make you this way. Rock stars.
I can see that. Yeah.
Rock stars. You see it with rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to see more and more people are going, you know what? I don't care about the money. It's not about the money, which that means you got to put your ego aside, which is very difficult for most people, hand raised.
Sure.
You know, and say, okay, it's not worth the headache anymore. It's not worth that state of mind. I said that when I got blown out in Atlanta and I started the podcast. Happiest I'd ever been that year. And, you know, come back to it and, you know, to be continued. But, like, then you have that internal fight with yourself of going, well, look, I had this conversation with me and I said this to me. Now I'm lying to me. And that's a whole different world when you lie to you.
When you lie to yourself. Right. Absolutely.
Whole different world.
Absolutely.
You know, so anyway, I can promise you to finish things up here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try heavy drugs.
No, you're okay. not. I Don't am. Say I promise you.
I am. And
okay, what's the first heavy drug you're going to try? Because I want to see it.
I'm going
to sniff something up your nose.
No, I'm going.
Yeah, that's probably start with that.
Well, okay. Cocaine?
Yeah, okay. I would start. That's a good entry level for you.
Okay. I'm going to do cocaine.
When? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do cocaine on Saturday.
On Saturday at what time?
That's a good day to do it.
I want to see this with my own two eyes.
Oh, he's going to be going a mile a minute. Can you imagine how, like, he'd be bouncing off the walls.
I'm going to play in a poker tournament Saturday, and I'm going to, halfway through the poker tournament, take some, as we call them, bumps.
Really? You're going to do some bumps? Where are you going to do these bumps at?
On my hand.
You just right at the table? In front of everybody.
See, you know, most people don't have cocaine in a tiny jar with a lid like they show on movies, right? Most of the time it's in like the sweaty corner of like a Ziploc bag that somebody's torn off.
Mine is like in the movies.
Gotcha.
Clean.
And if I don't do it at 2:00 on Saturday, I'm going to do it at 8:30 that night.
Mm-hmm.
Why 8:30?
Why 2:00? I don't know. I just made this up.
I just know that once you develop the big drug problem you have, the good thing about you is your intervention will be very easy because you'll be the only drug addict on a schedule. So we'll just take out all the schedule entries that say do drugs and your intervention will be over.
Well, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to try to keep with it.
I'm going to try and keep with it. You got to put in the effort, man. You know what I mean?
I'm going to do my best. And then I'm going to work on being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
they usually go hand in hand, like after you've been high a few times and then the lows that happen after you've burned out all the dopamine. If you want to fast track depression, skip cocaine, go right to ecstasy.
That's an idea. Well, lucky
that might make you cheat on your wife too, though.
Lucky for me.
No, it's hard. It's real hard to get it up on ecstasy.
Well,
I thought that's what people want to do. Just hump on ecstasy.
People want to hump, but like it's hard for guys to get it up on ecstasy.
Mm. That's hard for me to get it up without ecstasy.
Right. It's like super whiskey dick.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. No girl wants this. I haven't been hit on in years. So
the good news, in the car a year ago.
The good news. That's right. The girl in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good news is the depression thing. I already started it. So
nice.
I tried it about a week ago and I like it. So
yeah,
so I'm gonna add. So I kind of like the entry level to the depression.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We call it depress. And so we're going to try to get the shin out of it, and then add a little cocaine to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the cocaine down with some whiskey.
Got you, and you'll have the on.
Yes, the whiskey is going to help me dark liquor. Right, I'm going to dark liquor the depression. And then they're going to figure out something to go to jail.
And then anyone who's had like a bad cocaine problem knows that there's a fun game you get to play with whiskey specifically, but any alcohol and cocaine. And that's, you get a little too drunk, you do some cocaine, it takes the drunk away, you get a little too high on the cocaine, you do a little more drinking, and then it's a fun balancing act. And that should help your OCD as well. It's something you can obsess about.
And pull the cocaine out at the poker table that will get you to jail faster.
I would not do that. Right. I would. You're going to want to go to the bathroom to jail on that one.
He said he wants to go to jail, so I'm telling him how to get there.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you to jail right away.
Yeah, but if I go to jail, I'm going to jail for something cool.
Some weight. You don't want just a little bag.
No. So here's the thing. So, you know, obviously not everybody listens to the BS Uncensored podcast.
Not yet.
So just posts. Somebody wants to start a thread on the social media, listen to the BS, and just post what I should do to go to jail for. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I love shit like that. So you can do a hashtag like, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So just let me know what I should go to jail for.
Okay.
I'm thinking as much as I want to do something good to go to jail for it, that's going to give me kind of an out. I don't want to do some. I've got to do something so. I've got to do something bad enough that people are going to feel sorry for me, like I need help.
Okay.
Like punching a homeless guy is not going to work. That's no. just nope. being a dick, right? So I've got to do something. I don't want to drink and drive because I don't want to hurt anybody else. You know, so I got to find something that's bad, shocking, way out of character. But to the point where we need to check on this guy. Wellness call.
Mm.
See what I'm screaming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No ideas top ahead?
No, I'm just...
Well, you just said you don't want to hurt anybody, so manslaughter's out. I was like, manslaughter's nice because depending on how it came about, it could be like someone that was close to you and they accidentally died and it was your fault. You know, then people are going to feel bad for you.
Yeah, I can't do a manslaughter thing. That sticks with you. It's kind of like carbs. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cocaine will help that.
Yes. I just made the brilliant analogy of manslaughter and carbs.
And
yes.
Carbs.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had to say for today.
Okay.
I thought it was very therapeutic.
Sounded like it was.
I thought we learned a lot.
I definitely learned a lot.
Boom.
You're going to start being depressed, using some drugs. I have to now walk around closely with you every day. And I learned that I don't want people to feel sorry for me, so learned a lot today.
Learned a lot?
Yep.
Nelson, you learn a lot?
I didn't learn anything, but I do know that we need to hurry this up because I got a fuck party that's about to kick off here in about 5 minutes. So.
We call it the Adam Screwdriver.
Damn, that's good!
All right, give us a like, share, follow, at listen to the BS, share the podcast. Hopefully, I'll get everything worked out here in the next couple of weeks. I'm getting ready to launch a new podcast with my wife. Just bought the URL, Honey, I Raised the Kids. That should be very interesting, but more therapeutic than anything else. I got to tell you, our house needs it right now. It is all about being empty nesters, or about to. We're going to have to get some experts on this one. Nelson, I might need some help booking people, right? All right, look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. Super Bowl on Sunday, whenever you listen to this. Don't be out there crazy drinking and driving. Don't even get behind the wheel of a car, right? I always tell you that. I lost too many friends like that, so please don't do that. And again, share the podcast information. Until next time. Appa!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
30 that night.
Why 8:30?
Why 2 o'clock? I don't know. I just made those numbers up.
I just know that, like, once you develop the big drug problem you have, the good thing about you is your intervention will be very easy because you'll be the only drug addict on a schedule. So we'll just take out all the schedule entries that say do drugs and your intervention will be over.
Well, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to try to keep with it.
You got to put, in the effort, man. You know what I mean?
I'm going to do my best. And then I'm going to work on being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
they usually go hand in hand. Like after you've been high a few times and then the lows that happen after you've burned out all the dopamine. If you want to fast track depression, skip cocaine, go right to ecstasy.
That's an idea. Well, lucky,
that might make you cheat on your wife too, though.
Lucky for me.
No, it's hard. It's real hard to get it up on ecstasy.
Well,
I thought that's what people want to do, just hump on ecstasy.
People want to hump, but like it's hard for guys to get it up on ecstasy.
Mm. That's hard, like, for me to get it up without ecstasy.
Right. It's like super whiskey dick.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. No girl wants this. I haven't been hit on in years. So,
in the car a year ago.
The good news, that's right, the girl in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good news is the depression thing, I already started it. So
nice.
I tried it about a week ago, and I like it. So so I'm going to add. So I kind of like the entry level to the depression.
Uh-huh.
We call it depress. And so we're going to try to get the shin out of it, and then add a little cocaine to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the cocaine down with some whiskey.
Got you, and you'll have the on.
Yes, the whiskey is going to help me dark liquor. Right, I'm going to dark liquor the depression. And then they're going to figure out something to go to jail.
And then anyone who's had like a bad cocaine problem knows that there's a fun game you get to play with whiskey specifically, but any alcohol and cocaine. And that's, you get a little too drunk, you do some cocaine, it takes the drunk away, you get a little too high on the cocaine, you do a little more drinking, and then it's a fun balancing act. And that should help kind of help your OCD as well. It's something you can obsess about.
And pull the cocaine out at the poker table. That will get you to jail faster.
I would not do that. Right. I would. You're going to want to go to the bathroom on that one.
He said he wants to go to jail, so I'm telling him how to get there.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you to jail right away.
Yeah, but if I go to jail, I'm going to jail for something cool.
Some weight. You don't want just a little bag.
No. So here's the thing. So, you know, obviously not everybody listens to the BS Uncensored podcast.
Not yet.
So just posts. Somebody wants to start a thread on the social media, listen to the BS, and just post what I should do to go to jail for. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I love shit like that. So you can do a hashtag like, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just let me know what I should go to jail for.
Okay.
I'm thinking as much as I want to do something good to go to jail for it, that's going to give me kind of an out. I don't want to do I've got to do something bad enough that people are going to feel sorry for me, like I need help.
Okay.
Like punching a homeless guy is not going to work. That's being a dick, right? So I've got to do something. I don't want to drink and drive because I don't want to hurt anybody else. So I got to find something that's bad, shocking, way out of character, but to the point where we need to check on this guy. Wellness call.
Mm.
See what I'm screaming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No ideas top ahead?
No, I'm just...
Well, you just said you don't want to hurt anybody, so manslaughter's out. I was like, manslaughter's nice because depending on how it came about, it could be like someone that was close to you and they accidentally died and it was your fault. You know, then people are going to feel bad for you.
Yeah, I can't do a manslaughter thing. That sticks with you. It's kind of like carbs. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cocaine will help that.
Yes. I just made the brilliant analogy of manslaughter and carbs.
Carbs.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I had to say for today.
Okay.
I thought it was very therapeutic.
Sounded like it was.
I thought we learned a lot.
I definitely learned a lot.
Boom!
You're going to start being depressed, using some drugs. I have to now walk around closely with you every day. And I learned that I don't want people to feel sorry for me. So, learned a lot today.
Learned a lot?
Yep.
Nelson, you learn a lot?
I didn't learn anything, but I do know that we need to hurry this up because I got a fuck party that's about to kick off here in about 5 minutes. So.
We call it the Adam Screwdriver.
Damn, that's good.
All right. Give us a like, share, follow at Listen to the BS. Share the podcast. Hopefully, I'll get everything worked out here in the next couple of weeks. I'm getting ready to launch a new podcast with my wife. Just bought the URL, Honey, I Raised the Kids. That should be very interesting, but more therapeutic than anything else. I got to tell you, our house needs it right now. It is all about being empty nesters, or about to. We're going to have to get some experts on this one. And Nelson, I might need some help booking people, right? All right, look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. Super Bowl on Sunday, whenever you listen to this. Don't be out there crazy drinking and driving. Don't even get behind the wheel of a car, right? I always tell you that. I lost too many friends like that, so please don't do that. And again, share the podcast information. Until next time. Appa!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.